Well, I think when I got into pistols wasn't until like 2012. Three gas meters, I think Cadillac for DTE, subcontracted through that URG Utilities Resource Group. And that's back when Gander Mountain, MC Sports was up there. I think my first pistol in 2012 was the Taurus Millennium Pro PT-111 9mm. And I swear that was 12 years ago. Between now and then, my safe is just full of pistol records I bought and sold. That was part of the reason I wanted to get my CPL, was not necessarily the concealed carry, but it's a lot easier than going to get a purchase permit, which I don't even know if you still have to. I thought somebody, one of my buddies up north, said, nope, I just walked in, threw down my license, they ran me, and I was good, and there you go. So I've had stuff left and right. I think brother-in-law's got the Shield 9. I had a 40, sold that. I've had a Glock 26. I just got a couple of brass, was kept kicking back at me. That was the only Glock I've ever had. One of the guys in our club, he moved down to Florida, and he brought to our breakfast a list of firearms and radios. He was like a senior programmer, network something for AT&T. So he's like, every time I bought one for the wife, you know, in pairs. So I bought off of him the Hellcat and the SIG 365. 365 is the only pistol I have now. I turned over the Hellcat to my dad. We recently just sold a buddy, Springfield. I had the XDS when I moved down here. Sold that to the brother-in-law. Bought it back from him and then sold it back. It's kind of like the Taurus, the Camry of the family. But the last one I had before I just kept the SIG, which I always wanted to SIG, was the Springfield XDE, the external hammer. I like that decock feature, and a 45, but I was shooting at the beginning of the year doing some sporting plays, and I'm like, one guy was, you know, I like to lay my stuff out, and hey, try anything if you like it, and one guy said he didn't care for the trigger, and after I shot it a little bit, I'm like, yeah, I don't care for the trigger either, so I'm just down to one pistol. I kind of want to get back into a 45 while keeping this 9, but it just hasn't been high on the priority list. It's just been kind of like, well, I have it. One buddy at work, when are we going shooting? I'm like, yeah, I know, we gotta go. So I'm thinking one of these weekends here in September, if I can get up north, I'll take most of that 22 and try to ease up on some of my stock W8 TMS squad.